Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, Dr. Scheidbach here, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. I'm on vacation, enjoying some downtime, de-stressing, and celebrating our 50th anniversary. My assistant pastors are covering my pulpit this Sunday. I'll be back in the saddle beginning this coming Wednesday at 7 p.m. with some very important developments in our ongoing war between the spirit of Jesus Christ against the spirit of Antichrist, active in America today, over the future of liberty in America and the world. So let's relax a little bit, shall we? Years ago, we created the bumper for this show. That's that little bit you hear as the show begins. Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you're listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. And by the way, patent there is used here not in the sense of some recognition by any secular government authority, but as recognized and licensed from the kingdom authority of Christ. So anyway, where did the brain massage thing come from? When I was professor of theology at my undergraduate alma mater, I walked up on a group of my students gathered at the classroom door before class and overheard one of them say, "Well, there's Scheidbach, it's time for our brain massage." I was intrigued. When we got settled into class, I asked the men about the comment. Laughter rolled across the class of something like 30 students, and one explained, "Yeah, your classes are like getting a brain massage." Another piped up and said, "Yeah, sometimes he felt like his brain just got bludgeoned." A few others laughed in agreement. And so we chatted a little bit about all that. I must say it was very rewarding to hear my students express their satisfaction with my lectures and how, although they were challenging, they did find them helpful to grow in their understanding of Scripture. Anyway, from then on, when I started my class, I would often say, "Okay, boys, it's time for your brain massage." I began using this for my radio show way back, I think pretty close to the beginning, which goes back to something like 1998 or 1999. When 9/11 happened, the format changed dramatically and became what you all now know and love as the Brain Massage Show. I would often tease about how I was about to massage the gray matter, stimulating the norepinephrine neurotransmitters to leap the synapse gaps, stimulating insight and all that, you know. Some of you might remember all that. And I talked about loosening the knots in your heads and some of these liberal knotheads that impede clear thinking and on. It was fun. But that was before matters got so serious, and for some years now, there has been less and less time to play around with my time on the show. Now the backstory into my intro, and then later, the science of the brain massage. Some listeners from Lompoc came to visit the Lighthouse about 15 years ago. After the service, they approached me to tell me this story, and I trust I remember it correctly. They were driving together to do some grocery shopping and caught my show on their radio. This is when I aired on Tuesdays leading into the Dr. Laura show. They were stunned to hear a preacher talking like I do on the radio, on secular radio. And they got very excited. They testified they could not stop listening and pulled into the parking lot stall there to the store and couldn't leave the car, both so transfixed by the message. According to their testimony, they sat listening in silence. When it was all over, they looked at each other and noticed they were glowing with excitement. That's what they told me. Well, thinking about their testimony, I hammered out the science of the brain massage, and it goes like this.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal, to release norepinephrine neurotransmitters, and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps, This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage.
Thank you, all of you that have encouraged me over the years, and I appreciate it so very much. Regularly, we receive testimony from listeners here in our Santa Maria area, and from as far south as Solvang, west as Lompoc, and north as far as San Luis, encouraging us in our effort to bring biblical insight into political social issues. The Lighthouse is going to be hosting a Lights On banquet. Many of you probably remember when we did that once every year a while back. In view of the important upcoming election, 2024, we're going to host a special Lights On banquet with our special drawing for God and Gunclinger's home defense kit. Remember that? A beautiful genuine leather-bound Bible and a gun. Maybe we'll go with an AR this time, you know, we'll see. We've done an AR, a Mossberg shotgun. I think we've given away a Winchester, a double action once, a few handguns too. We also lay out an excellent meal, Santa Maria-style tri-tip with all the fixings, prepared by some Santa Marians here who understand how Santa Maria tri-tip is supposed to be seasoned and prepared. Along with a dessert prepared by Emily and Bree this year, amazing bakers. Also, I'll present a live brain massage show. We have planned it for the month, I think of July in 2024, but we'll get back to you on the specific date. I'll let you know when we open registration. You'll want to register early. Seats are limited, and this is an event you're not going to want to miss. All right, my friends, let's start your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
J6 political prisoners must be released. No government. So inept and lazy, they can't do the simple work of rounding up who placed the alleged pipe bombs. Has any business investing so much aggressive work in rounding up grandmothers who attended a perfectly legal protest and putting them in jail? Now that the videos have been released, we know what you did, Nasty Nancy. You purposely refused Trump's recommendation to send in the National Guard and deployed your own Capitol Police, who waved the protesters into the Capitol. Waved them in. And now your FBI, like hounds, scouring surveillance video for any face they can match to a name and address and going after them. Except for one. Mr. Epps, literally caught on camera, inciting the crowd to enter the Capitol, agitating them. Mr. Epps, whose face appeared on the FBI Most Wanted and then mysteriously disappeared. And so we wonder, was he an FBI plant? But we're told Mr. Epps is not associated with the FBI. Oh, really? So why isn't he sitting in jail next to any one of these other 1,000 people facing riot charges? How dare you, Nasty Nancy, call the J6 protests dangerous, an insurrection, when you arrogantly look down your nose at those of us concerned when Antifa and BLM were burning buildings, killing people, all while the Capitol Police and the FBI and the D.C. City Police are so inept or debauched, incompetent or debased, amateurish or compromised, simply useless, are just plain evil to bother getting to the bottom of who planted the bombs, Nasty Nancy. Who planted the bombs on J6? By far, the most aggressive and concerning event of that day. Who planted the bombs, Nancy? Hey, Bowser, D.C. Mayor, who planted the bombs at the Capitol on J6? Where are they? What has been done to apprehend these dangerous people, these insurrectionists? Hey, Christopher, lost his ray. Where are the persons responsible for planting the bombs at the Capitol that were discovered on J6? No government so incompetent can be trusted with something so vital to our peace and liberty as justice. Resign today. And while I'm at it, Julian Assange and Miles Guo must be exonerated as heroes of freedom. Join the call to bring down the deep state and the CCP. For years now, I've been praying God would drop the hammer of his word upon the satanic stronghold of the Red Dragon-inspired CCP over the Chinese people. Why anyone here in America ever thought it was a good idea to engage with the Chinese Communist Party in trade or in anything else while turning a blind eye to the torture they inflicted and continue to inflict upon Christian people and other unthreatening groups that they identify as terrorists because they disagree with Xi or with communism. The liberals howled about buying diamonds mined by slave labor in Africa. Remember that? Yeah, but they are totally okay with taking CCP money, Chinese Communist Party money, knowing they are supporting a regime that holds more than 1 million political prisoners. They deport dissidents to concentration camps. They deny freedom of conscience and religion. They impose coercive population control, including forced abortions and sterilization and involuntary implantation of birth control. From our own U.S. Department of State. Go to the website. Got it listed here. You find the following assessment of the CCP abuse of human rights. Highlighted those that are chargeable against us today. Quote, significant human rights issues included credible reports of arbitrary or unlawful killings by the government, forced disappearances by the government, torture by the government, harsh and life-threatening prison and detention conditions. Yeah, hear about what they're doing to the J6ers. Arbitrary arrest and detention by the government, including since 2017, of more than 1 million Uyghurs and members of other predominantly Muslim minority groups in extrajudicial internment camp, but they forgot to even mention the Christians that are being held in prisons there. You lousy good-for-nothing skunks. Prisons and an additional unknown number subjected to daytime-only re-education training political prisoners. Transnational repression against individual and other countries. The lack of an independent judiciary and Communist Party control over the judicial legal system, like the one-party control we have here. Arbitrary interference with privacy, including pervasive and intrusive technical surveillance and monitoring, including the use of COVID-19 tracking apps for non-public health purposes. Punishment of family members for offenses allegedly committed by an individual. Serious restrictions on free expression and media. I'm still quoting from the Department of State's website on their assessment of China, including physical attacks on and criminal prosecution of journalists, Obama, lawyers, writers, bloggers, dissidents, petitioners, and others. Serious restrictions on internet freedom, including site blocking, right? Substantial interference with the freedom of peaceful assembly and freedom of association, including overly restrictive laws that apply to foreign and domestic non-governmental organizations, severe restrictions and suppression of religious freedom, substantial restrictions on freedom of movement, refoulement of asylum seekers in North Korea, where they have a well-founded fear of persecution, including torture and sexual violence, the inability of citizens to change their government peacefully through free and fair you see any similarities here? Serious restrictions on political participation. Serious government corruption, Biden. Serious government restrictions on or harassment of domestic and international human rights organizations. Forced sterilization and coerced abortions. Violence targeting members of national, racial, and ethnic minority groups. Trafficking in persons, including forced labor. Severe restrictions on labor rights, including a ban on workers organizing or joining unions of their own choosing. And child labor, end quote. I want to ask you something. Why would our government ever want to cooperate, become entangled with, create favorable national relations with such a regime as the Chinese Communist Party? Why would these 30 senators have their filthy hands in Xi's back pockets and Biden receiving millions from the Chinese Communist Party, taking money to compromise the interests of America to the interests of Chinese communists? Okay, here's a list of some senators to think about. Sinema in Arizona, Kelly, Sinema in Arizona. In California, Feinstein, Padilla. In Colorado, Hickenlooper. In the Connecticut, Blumenthal, Murphy. In Georgia, Ossoff, Warnock. In Hawaii, Hirono. In Illinois, Durbin. In Maryland, Cardin, Holland. In Massachusetts, Warren and Mackey. In Michigan, Stabenow, Peters. In Minnesota, Klobuchar. And in New Jersey, Booker. In New Mexico, Heinrich. In New York, Schumer. In Ohio, Brown. Oregon, Wyden, Merkley. In Vermont, Leahy, Sanders. In Virginia, Kane. In Washington, Murray and Cantwell. And in Wisconsin, Baldwin. All of these. Often I've opened my atlas to China, laid my hands over that land, and wept for the Chinese people to be free. Now I must include America. Since 2008 or thereabouts, when the deep state dragon was spotted swimming in the D.C. swamp, I have been praying God would destroy the satanic stronghold that supports the Antichrist spirit that pervades our government. When I get back to my pulpit, I'm bringing a message on the divine promise I'm claiming for my country and why I think God will intervene to save this once great nation under God. Okay, my friends, hold on through the break. I'll be right back.
Prisoner wishes to say a word.
I'm Dr. Scheidbach, your host for the Brain Massage Show. We're on vacation, enjoying some downtime, de-stressing, and celebrating our 50th anniversary. Started in Kentucky with the Ark Encounter, went over to Arizona, enjoyed the Grand Canyon. We're now in Monterey, wrapping up our vacation. My assistant pastors will be covering my pulpit this Sunday. I'll be back at the saddle beginning Wednesday at 7 p.m. And like John, who came in the spirit and power of Elijah, I'm coming home in the spirit and power of Nehemiah. More on that later. Thank you. All of you that have encouraged me over the years. Regularly, we receive testimony from listeners here in our Santa Maria community in Orchid, from as far south as Solvang, west as far as Lompoc, and north as far as San Luis and Obispo, encouraging us in our effort to bring biblical insight into political social issues. When I travel, I'm always happy to meet people who catch our show online through our podcast. We're glad to have so many of you who subscribe and receive the Brain Massage Show sent right into your inbox on every posting of Friday night. There are lights on listeners and lights off listeners. So where did that come from? In the very early days, I did the show live. Once I got excited about a point it was making and said, well, that should get the lights on out there. The station got a bunch of calls from people who were listening while driving saying, tell the preacher I've got my lights on, my headlights are on, and stuff like this. One guy said, I'm turning them on and off, flashing them. They received several of these calls, and so I started using that in my show. Lights on or lights off, give me a call, and so on. Anyway, we're going to host a lights on banquet, but we're gracious. We'll extend the invitation to lights off listeners, too. In view of the important upcoming election, 2024, we're going to host a special Lights On banquet, and we will include our popular drawing for the God and Gun Clingers Home Defense Kit. Pat at Pat's Automotive has been gracious to provide that for us for the many years. And you receive a beautiful, genuine leather-bound Bible and a gun. And maybe we'll go with an AR this time. What do you say, Newsom? We'll see. We've done an AR, a Mossberg shotgun. I think we gave away a Winchester double action once, if I remember right. A few handguns. We also lay out an excellent meal. Santa Maria-style tri-tip with all the fixings prepared by Lou Silva of Have It Wired. An original Santa Marian who understands how Santa Maria tri-tip is supposed to be prepared and seasoned. Along with the dessert, prepared for our own Emily and Bree, amazing bakers. And, of course, I'll present a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. We've got this plan for 2024, although the dates have not been fixed. I'll give you those dates when they are, and I'll let you know when we open registration. You'll want to register early. Seats are limited.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. In segment one, I posited a question. Why would the deep state shadow government operating in America today want to kowtow to the Chinese communists? Well, the answer is actually very simple and very plain. They're a pack of communists, a bunch of Marxists, and they're working for China to bring America to its knees to their Chinese masters. Well, not on my watch. Tucker's first Twitter cast pulls down 27 million views in the first 4 hours after posting. As of D-Day, he hit 75 million. Or was that the day after D-Day? Way to go, Tucker. Next, I hope he brings out the newest revelations about Biden's influence peddling scheme while vice president. Yeah, we have what some are calling the smoking gun evidence that Biden was personally involved in setting up the Ukraine operation. The big guy was hands-on. Looking at the Biden mugshot used for the article I posted here. By the way, this thing is just chock full of articles documenting all of this stuff. You really need to get my notes for this show. Listen, don't be fooled by the pathetic, innocent, lost little boy game that Biden's playing. This man's a devil. He's so full of hatred and spite for anyone that gets in his way. He'll roll over and bury anyone he can. He is so full of Satan. Funny thing happened at PBS lately. During airing of Biden's commencement address at the Air Force Academy, suddenly, the PBS feed switched to Trump talking about mail-in voter fraud and warning that elections have consequences. You think? What are the chances that someone oopsed that one at PBS? Probably the same chances that Biden got 81 million votes in 2020. They're waking up, folks. Millions of Americans now believe democracy is in danger in America. And most believe fraud impacted the election in 2020. This is in large part thanks to heroes like Mike Lindell, David Clements, Joe Altman, and others. And now Steve Bannon is weighing in. David Clements, the election integrity hammer, gets on War Room with Steve Bannon and demolishes the myth that conservatives can win in 2024 if only we'll play their game. You know, if only we'll go all in for mail-in ballots and get busy harvesting. Charlie Kirk and company, you guys have been duped. You're helping them dupe conservatives with this hopium. I remember, Charlie, you attacking others for administering hopium. What do you call what you're doing? As Altman says, almost daily, you cannot outvote the machines. Ignoring the fact that these machines are involved in the fraud that's being perpetrated among the American people is absolutely the ostrich with its stupid head in the sand. Get your head out of the sand. Look at the evidence. Pay attention to what's right in front of you. These machines are central to the election fraud scheme. The one that Biden said was the most sophisticated ever. Remember that? Yeah, he said that right out loud, but playing his buffoon act. Too pitiful to be held responsible for anything I do or say. Act. Nobody paid any attention. Watch 2,000 Mules. Pay attention. The machines cannot be connected to the internet. Remember that? It's impossible. Yeah, blah, 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 yeah. Well, then the machines can be connected to the internet, but, well, they're not because, well, that would be illegal. What a bunch of idiots. All the way to proof positive the CCP has been connecting to our voting machines. Yeah. We know votes have been manipulated within the machines. Dude, come on, man. Nobody does that little dance, you know, the machines cannot be connected to, the machines could but would not be connected, because, you know, that would be wrong to crickets when you ask. Why then does the manual for the Dominion machines provide instructions how to connect? And by the way, who would make a voting machine vulnerable to being hacked and manipulated? These jokers are lying through their implants. But they need the machines to pay off political assets like Pence, Traitor Pence, to throw his hat into the ring. He figures if Biden can pull it off, well, hey. Besides, they owe him big time for playing ignorant and helpless to do what was right to be done when he had the opportunity on January 6th. Let me ask you a question. If you're told that you have a job to do, and that job is to certify, you ever looked at the word certify, what it means? Your job is to certify the vote tallies collected from the states and then say the only option you have is to make the certification? You're a rank, foul, stinking liar and you know it. That would be the stupidest thing imaginable, to give somebody a job that to certify something and say all you are really is a rubber stamp for our certification. You have no choice but to certify. What's nonsense? There is an express provision for raising legitimate questions and calling on the college, Electoral College, to pause while those questions are addressed. There's even precedent for this. Pence is a liar. He wanted to go all in on the 25th against President Trump, but didn't think when he looked it over that those pushing for it were tough enough. Yeah, his words. Here's a clip of Pence receiving an email calling on him to invoke the 25th, I understand. And he reads it, smiles smugly, and says, excellent. He then asks for a hard copy to be printed and given to him for his trip. And all my documentation is right here. The guy's a weasel. The guy's a weasel, folks, but the deep state needs him, or someone of his low character that they can control. And he did do them a big favor, you know, so. Tedros, one of Nimrod's puppets, introduces digital vaccine passports and the plan to use this technology to bring everyone under the oppressive surveillance of the eye. The World Health Organization plans to usurp power over all sovereign nations in the event that a pandemic is declared by the communists at the United Nations. Yeah. Of course, all the fact checkers assure you, well, there's nothing to fear here. Biden's not signing over U.S. sovereignty to the World Health Organization. And everybody knows he wouldn't do that. And everybody is lining up for that one who believes Biden got 81 million votes. Got more votes than Obama, more than Hillary, more than Trump, whose rallies drew tens of thousands compared to Biden's, which drew tens. Trump is the only president in something like forever. They got 10 million more votes in his second run than in his first. Only a moron believes Biden beat Trump. Read my careful exegesis of the word moron in my notes. Did you know there is no pandemic exception to our liberties that are protected by our Bill of Rights? Constitutional attorney David Shostakis on Conservative Daily explained that when the Revolutionary War was fought and our Constitution and Bill of Rights were set, America had been struggling through a worldwide pandemic that was really one that killed one out of every three people who were infected. And that was smallpox. You ever hear that? It was ravaging the world at the time our leaders made no provision for any kind of suspension of human rights during a pandemic. They went forward asserting our rights. Have you heard about the executive order Biden signed to move forward with plans to convert us to a digital currency? This very easily is turned into a tool for surveillance, watching every move you make that involves any financial transaction. Right, every move you make. Maybe it's a good idea to listen to the Brain Masseur. Why, he is the guy, after all, that said voting machines would one day be co-opted by wicked people who would use them to steal elections. Yeah, said that in 1974, friends, when direct recording electronic voting machines were introduced into use for elections in California. You won't be surprised to discover California led the way into using the first optical scan system for ballots in America. It was called Mark Sense Ballots and introduced in Kern City, California in 62. Or was that 64? That was not exactly a computerized system for voting, but it opened the door. By 1974, we went into computerized voting, and I called it, friend. Listen, if the U.S. goes to a digital currency, listen, it's only a matter of time before they start using it for general surveillance. We will follow China. We're already falling into their hands by these wicked traitors leading this country. China, by the way, who's already connecting their digital currency to their own social credit scoring system, where they will control whether or not you can spend your money or have access to it, depending on how good a communist you are. You've seen on the dollar bill, the capstone with the all-seeing eye floating over the unfinished pyramid. Was this an intended or perhaps an inadvertent prophecy that they would watch us through our money, through our currency? I sense a message developing on this one, coming to the lighthouse very soon. Well, friends, I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see that they are on by emailing me. Go to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button. Send me an email. You can leave me a message on our listener response hotline. That's 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless and save America. And I'll see you in church.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.